The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. It's another exciting day here in Washington, D.C. I'm thrilled to be with you, and I want you to grab your cup of coffee or your tea and join me for an exciting show. This is an interesting show about the coronavirus specifically. We saw Wall Street go kind of crazy. Gold is up. There's a lot of fear now, I think, that we may have a national pandemic eventually, although we haven't really seen the coronavirus here in America. And remember, you know, it's really far away from us at this moment. But it is definitely having an impact internationally. And so today's show, I want to talk just about that, the international impact, and then what the future impact on the local real estate market might be. So I was noodling some questions that I had about the coronavirus, and I felt like you probably, as listeners, may share the same questions I have. I'm sure you've seen these masks that those who are in other countries are wearing in hopes that they'll protect themselves from the coronavirus. I've asked Stuart Rosenthal to come in today because his upcoming issue, is it this month's issue?
Right, March issue.
March issue, which is out on the stands, over 1,500 locations. You can find it. You can also go online at thebeaconnewspapers.com to read it there. But the article is about, do masks offer protection from the new virus? What do you think?
Well, the CDC doesn't recommend them right now for people in America, but they do say, you know, if you are being evaluated for the illness, or if you have the illness, or if you're a healthcare worker and you're around people who may have the illness, you definitely should wear them. They're not 100% effective, but what they do two different things. One is if a person is ill and sneezes or coughs, it protects some of those, you know, droplets from getting all over the place.
Okay.
But the second thing they do for those who are wearing them if they're not sick is it keeps you from, if you've touched something like a doorknob or a table or a plate or something that has the virus on it, and then you rub your nose or you rub your eye or you eat a piece of food with your hand, those things can bring those viruses right into your system. So if you're wearing a mask, it keeps you also from, in a sense, ingesting those when you're currently well.
So if you wore glasses, you know, even if
right,
you were just,
that'll help a little bit.
That'll help a little bit. And if you were to wear a mask, it keeps you from putting it into your mouth.
Right.
If you were to rub your nose, that you potentially
exactly.
Can introduce
that's
it to your
a
body
lot of that's a lot of the ways people do get colds, common colds, and such.
You know, we have 1.5 million to 2 million Americans who got the flu just this past winter, 19 to 20.
Yes.
We had 12 to maybe 15 or 16 thousand folks who passed as a result of that.
Yes.
The coronavirus is nowhere near that at this point.
That's
I guess
right.
The fear is it potentially going to go there in a way that we just can't stop it?
I think people are just afraid because it's something new and different, and there's been so much hype in the media about it and so much concern about it spreading, and it's like the princess, the ship and all of that.
Sure.
So, but you're right. The flu is much more dangerous. Many more people die of it. It's really a much more serious concern. People don't take their vaccinations very often with flu, which they should. It really is important to get your flu shot every year, even now, they say.
Well, fortunately, we're not on a cruise ship, right? We're not in a situation here.
Confined.
Confined in that respect. But I would say that there are probably plenty of people who live in apartment buildings or are at hotels or, you know, maybe at even senior retirement communities.
Very much
who
so.
May be a little bit concerned about what the impact could be for their community. And will it spread? They got to go down to have dinner. Do they eat in their rooms?
Yes.
There's a lot of potential changes in the way we live while we work through this issue. We don't know exactly how it spreads. We don't understand it completely.
And we don't know how lethal it is yet either, really, at this
right.
point. It doesn't seem to be as bad as the flu, but we don't know.
It appears to be about 2.5% of those who get it pass, which is still a high number, but nothing compared to more serious illnesses like the SARS was over 9%.
Mm-hmm.
And Ebola, of course, is off the radar.
Oh, yes.
And I think once you know, the way viruses work, I'll just remind you all of this story. My son actually, he had a myocarditis last year, which is a heart virus. And the only thing you can do with any virus is support the body. That's it. You support the body while the body is learning to fight that virus and overcome the virus. And when you can't support the body, then the body dies. It's just the physical nature of our human bodies. And so we're when you get a virus and something new introduced, like COVID-19, right. is just, right. you know, coronavirus is, in other words, it has the potential of overcoming your body, and then your body has to learn to fight it. And, you eat the right foods, you drink, you get the right rest, and hopefully your body's able to fight it.
Exactly.
It certainly seems like 97.5% of the people who get it at this point are able to kick it.
Right. May come up with some kind of a vaccine that might help us, you know, not be as severe, or people not get it at all the way they have done with regular flu.
Right. Stuart, to your point, I think that's one thing I appreciate about how we have been protective of our country so far. And so far, we have had very limited exposure within the country. Mm-hmm. And the more time we buy here in America from having the exposure, the better chance we have to have a vaccine and potentially fight it. So we certainly hope and wish our researchers at NIH and all the private companies that are working hard, really, you know, around the clock right now because of the fear of a pandemic, they're working very hard to come up with a good virus killer for this particular virus. So we hope that happens.
And in the meantime, just in general, it's good. It's important. We have another article on hand washing. You should wash your hands before you prepare food, before you eat. And when if you're ever going to, as I say, put your finger in your nose or your eye or your mouth, you should make sure it's clean first, because there are all kinds of things out there which we are touching with our hands all the time,
yes.
and which we introduce them, and they can make us sick.
Yes. You know, autoimmune deficiency type orders that may, somebody might have an autoimmune disease,
yes.
they might be a little bit more susceptible.
Right.
Our older seniors may be a little bit more
True.
Susceptible. So you have to be extra careful and make sure you're eating right and drinking the right foods and that kind of thing. Just to make sure your body's as strong as possible. Make sure you exercise. My father's 91, my mom is 84, and they're both regular exercisers. And
that's great.
That's not the solution for everything, but it is.
It helps a lot of things.
It does. And, you know, you keep your core muscles strong. I was mm-hmm. I was down visiting them in Naples, Florida at the Glenview where they live, and we were discussing core muscles and how holding their shoulders back mm-hmm. and walking more upright was really helpful. And gosh, mm-hmm. you know what? My mom and dad called me last week, and they said, you know, we have really been practicing walking the way you said, and we feel stronger, we feel better just walking with our shoulders back, not to the point where you look like a duck, but, you know, like in a nice
right.
prone position.
Right.
So it's
Don't
very
slouch,
helpful.
As Don't slouch. Tell us in second grade, right?
Right. So, Stuart, you always bring us insightful information. Appreciate your insight into the coronavirus on this special episode that we have on the effects of the coronavirus on the local real estate market. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk now about the international impact. And one of the reasons, if you're watching the news and you're hearing different businesses talk about the supply chain and the shift there, think of this. You've got companies that produce products over in China, and the workers are not necessarily sick, but some of them are. But you also have workers that are staying home. They're trying to protect themselves. There's a caution, I think, that the general climate in countries is cautious now, protect myself. It's not a time for going out to the movies over there. It's not a time for going on cruises. There's not the traveling. The impact on the global economy for services and maybe not the most necessary of things in life has been diminished temporarily. We do see an impact on earnings probably for this quarter and maybe into the next quarter, and we'll see what happens. I mean, certainly if it continues to spread the way that it has, it has been accelerating over the last 2 months, and where this week we've seen it jump in countries where maybe they don't have the controls in place. You could well see this spread and spread and spread and spread. And then, you know, it'll work its way through communities, and there will be those who will suffer. But as Stuart and I were just chatting a minute ago, you've got a very high percentage of those who will make it through just fine, after which then, you know, things will go back to normal and we will, you know, things will resolve. But still, you think about 2.5% of the population, and most of those are older Americans who are more susceptible, those who are compromised from their immune deficiencies of some kind. You have a pretty significant number of people who are going to go. And so it's going to have an impact on the global economy before it even comes here. And I think by keeping it out the way that we have, being very protective, and I don't know how long that's going to really last well for us, but we'll see. We're buying time. We're buying time for companies like Novavax up here in Rockville to work on a recumbent vaccine of some kind, to work on something, and other companies, GlaxoSmithKline and other companies around the globe, to focus on an inoculation of some kind against this virus. And until we actually have that, of course, we're all susceptible. So that's the international climate. I'm just touching on it. If you have some thoughts, by the way, on what I'm saying, if you want to send an email, I'd love to hear from you, and we'll carry it forward in a future show. Send it to radio@ericstewartgroup.com. My crystal ball, which isn't really anything other than just a piece of crystal, but thinking about the future of what could happen if we saw the coronavirus come locally. Now, remember, if you get sick, the average time of incubation is 14 days, and then there's a period where you're trying to fight it. And assuming that you go through that process, and our country goes through this process, and let's say we have a pocket of it that develops somewhere here in Washington, D.C., or Bethesda, or whatnot, and it just sort of, you know, manifests itself, it will cause a change in our local economy in the same ways that it has in these countries overseas. People will still need to work in order to make a living, but I think, fortunately, the remote working on a computer will continue to be that, but people won't have to go to the office necessarily. They can stay home and continue to work. But will people be out buying real estate? Will buyers be looking to buy homes? We have a lack of supply in the economy of real estate nationally, which is really not been cured. In fact, with the lowering of interest rates because of the coronavirus and the slowdown in the international economy and potentially our own economy, with the 10-year Treasury hitting all-time lows this past week, I've been predicting lower interest rates. I did not expect it to be because of a virus, but this is definitely a catalyst for bringing rates down. And when I get back, I want to chat about what are rates now, where are they going based upon this. If we do see coronavirus come in, we'll chat about where the interest rate environment will continue to go and what it will most likely be, as well as will it slow down real estate sales? What will it do to the way that we look at real estate and see real estate and buy real estate? And will there be less buyers who look to buy because of it? Sure, these are all questions you've been asking yourself, too. We'll chat about it when I get back, so don't go away. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show, Sunday mornings, 8 o'clock. I'm with Long & Foster Realtors, 15 years, here on WMAL. More to come. Don't go away.